Get America Covered is the organization. Co-founder Joshua Peck joins us to talk about that. Joshua, health is on everyone. This year has been the year of health, and people wonder about their health care. Some people think, I don't need health care, you know, that type of thing. But with COVID-19 affecting everybody on different levels, it's really become important. We're in a sign-up period right now. Is that right?
That's right. We're in the middle of open enrollment this year, and it ends Tuesday, December 15th, and that is your last chance to get coverage for 2021.
So let's talk about it for the state of Ohio. What kind of rates are we looking at for people who need to get healthcare.gov coverage?
Well, you know, quality comprehensive coverage is more affordable than most people think. This year, 3 out of 5 healthcare.gov customers in Ohio can find a plan with a monthly premium of $75 or less. And last year, over 65,000 uninsured Ohio residents were eligible for plans with a $0 monthly premium.
What allows you to get that plan?
Well, it's because so many people qualify for financial help. 8 out of 10 healthcare.gov customers qualify, and that really helps make very expensive monthly premiums much more affordable. A lot of people assume that health isn't for them, but it's actually designed to make coverage more affordable for working families. For example, a family of 4 with a household income of $100,000 is eligible for financial assistance.
When you're going to sign up for it like this, what kind of paperwork or information do you need to have ready to make sure the process goes smoothly?
Well, you know, you need some basic household information, you know, the names of the people you're living with, your address. Probably one of the trickier bits is your social security numbers for all of the people in your household. But when you're entering your application, the important thing that you need to make sure you're entering is your estimated household income. Because it's only when you enter that piece of information that you'll see the prices that you'll pay after the financial help.
At what point, then, once you sign up for this, is that coverage active?
If you sign up by December 15th, your coverage will be active on January 1st.
A lot of people are looking towards 2021 for the vaccine. How is that going to play into what your coverage may or may not be able to do?
Well, you know, you should be planning to get the vaccine as quickly as you can, but you should be getting your coverage as soon as possible. And that's because, you know, accidents happen, people get sick. This year, that's more true than ever. You know, and every plan sold at healthcare.gov is required to offer coronavirus testing for free. So between now and the time that the vaccine is available to you, you should definitely make sure your family is covered to protect yourself from other things, but also to protect yourself from COVID-19.
Josh, there are a lot of different plans out there, a lot of solicitation, people receiving mailers, emails, and the like. Where should one begin? Especially somebody who maybe has pre-existing conditions or depends on a lot of medication.
Yeah, you know, well, first thing I'll say is that, you know, in Ohio, junk plans are legal. So we really recommend that people shop for coverage at healthcare.gov to avoid junk plans. Every plan offered at healthcare.gov is required by law to offer comprehensive coverage. So if you go to healthcare.gov, you can be sure that the plans that you're getting are quality. The second, you know, is you know, everybody needs to make sort of a personal decision about what exactly a healthcare plan should do for them. You know, there's not a best answer for everyone. Some people are going to want to pay, you know, higher monthly premiums to make sure that when they do go to the doctor, they are paying less out of pocket. And for other people who maybe are in good health, they may want the lowest premiums they can find, but they're willing to pay a little bit more when they go see a doctor.
We're talking today with Joshua Peck, co-founder of Get America Covered. What are some of the concerns that people have, or maybe misunderstandings they might have about signing up for health coverage this way?
You know, one of the biggest pieces of misinformation that, you know, we see out there is the idea that coverage isn't affordable. And, you know, let's be fair, for some people it could be. But for the vast majority of people, there are very, very affordable prices. You know, as I said earlier, 3 out of 5 healthcare.gov customers in Ohio can find a plan with a monthly premium of $75 or less.
We just came off a big political year, and a lot of times when this comes up, people who seem to be under healthcare coverage always feel like it's in danger of that. I mean, are they Should they be at least comfortable knowing that if it exists now, it's still valid for them?
You know, for the time being, that is true. You know, the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land, and you know, nothing has changed. I think the Supreme Court, heard arguments earlier this year where they could potentially decide in the middle of this year that the Affordable Care Act, should be struck down. You know, it would be a pretty tragic decision. 135 million Americans with pre-existing conditions, might not be able to get coverage, and another 20 million people would lose their coverage. But the reality is that that decision is at best, half a year away, and there's a very good chance that that is not what they'll be deciding.
If someone has coverage, does it automatically renew, or do you have to be active and renew it every year?
Yeah, there are over 200,000 people enrolled on the Ohio Exchange, and what we strongly encourage them to go back to healthcare.gov and to actively update their information and renew their coverage. While it does renew automatically, it is most people who go back save money, and often hundreds of dollars a year, as they pick plans that are that are cheaper, or perhaps they're eligible for more financial help this year.
Joshua Peck, co-founder of Get America Covered, our guest this morning. If people want to find out more about what's going on, sign up if they need to, and maybe help some folks with that, where's the place to go?
Well, if you have questions about signing up or want to talk to your options with a trained professional, free help is just a quick call away. You can call 1-800-318-2596. Again, that's 1-800-318-2596. And, of course, you can go to healthcare.gov.